It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And we got a chance for you to score tickets to see The Killers. Win them before you can buy them. The show is October of 2022, so not this October, next October. Tickets are on sale Friday, 10 a.m. It's a show down at The Garden in Boston. And we'll set you up with a free pair of tickets. Win them before you can buy them if you get this survey question right. And I think this is more about speed than it is about thinking about what the answer is. Because I think it's obvious.
Okay.
7-9 Coast. Now, the Olympics kick off tomorrow. I mean, they've already kind of been doing some things, but then the opening ceremony's tomorrow.
Right.
New poll finds the top favorite event of the Summer Olympics is this sport.
Oh.
7-9 Coast, 792-6278. I'm going to play a little 10-second commercial here, and that's probably all it'll take to get a winner.
Are you thinking about buying a home in Maine? Find out how at AcadiaLending.com. Acadia Lending Group, the way lending should be.
NMLS 370636.
Okay. The Olympics, which will go apart approximately 7 days, and then they will have to shut down because of COVID-19 cases.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, they haven't even started, and they're already...
That was
and they're not having any fans either.
I know. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Okay, 7-9 Coast, 792-6278. You two think you have the answer? Okay.
Yeah, I kind of want to do, I want to show it, but nope, I won't.
Okay.
But I think I know what it is.
She wants to show it, but she won't.
You can, Kel.
Okay. Yeah, I wanna.
Good morning, who's this?
This is Brianna.
What is it, Brianna?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Brianna?
Brianna?
I'm a little hesitant. Brianna, this is the number one, they say, of all the sports at the Summer Olympics. This is the number one favorite sport.
Okay.
Now is when you tell us your guess.
Wake up, mama.
That's right. Gymnastics?
Gymnastics.
And stick and move. That's what I was thinking.
The pommel.
Are you kidding me?
That's number two.
I thought that was it.
That's number two.
The pommel horse.
Get out of here. What?
Pommel horse, one of my favorite bands.
What's a pommel horse? Oh, is that the
thing they do all the flips on?
Oh, the hoot.
Yeah.
Hoot.
Yeah.
And hoot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. That's
it,
Kel.
She just did an ABBA dance move. I think that's what that was.
Very pointed.
Good morning. Who's this?
Jacob.
Jacob, he's back. Jacob lost the last pair of tickets.
Come on, Jacob.
He's back
get
for
these.
The Killers. Yeah. Okay, Jacob, this is the number one favorite event at the Summer Olympics.
It's got to be swimming.
Swimming.
What?
I mean, that's so vague.
Oh, man. Oh, really? I was just thinking.
Michael Phelps, he's going to be hosting.
Oh, he is.
Oh, Jacob. Jacob with the NBC Olympic preview.
He's got some insight in here.
Swimming is right. Jacob, you finally won.
Okay.
Yes. And you're going to.
Now you just got to stay alive until the concert.
Yeah.
It's been like 20 years.
Do you have plans on October 3rd, 2022?
Let me check my futuristic calendar.
Yeah, check your calendar. Let it get back to us.
I really wanted the Sea Dogs tickets, but I'll take the Killers. I like the Killers.
He really wanted the Sea Dogs tickets, but he'll settle for the Killers.
Hello.
Right.
Killers at the Garden, October 3rd, 2022. Win them before you can buy them. They're on sale Friday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Hang on, we got to get your info in our system, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on. Yeah. Swimming is number one. Swimming, number one.
Huh.
Number two, gymnastics. What else would be up there?
Water polo.
Track and field.
Water polo is, I don't see it in the top five, but I do like water polo. Oof.
It's awesome. Whoa. Well, for you, you must love it.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Ooh,
oh, my God. Over a window.
Bunch of hot, wet men.
Yes.
Right. Like,
wasn't that swimming? And those little shorts. Not even shorts. Those little undies.
What? Yeah, they're called Speedos.
Speedos?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Diving.
Oh, I love the diving.
That's pretty cool.
Also because
I can never do a clean dive.
I can't dive. So at least you can dive.
Oh, my God. Imagine if Todd was in the Olympics.
Todd Gunner versus Michael Phelps.
Yeah. And now
he's
approaching
doing the one-arm breaststroke.
Right.
It's the Gunner. He's doing the Gunner.
Right.
You know?
It's his revolutionary
when
new
he dives,
stroke.
It's yes. One hand. Why is Gunner always doing a pencil dive?
And you'll
one
notice
hand.
On the winner's platform, Gunner in gold, always stands out. He has a crab-like right arm because he uses his left arm to plug his nose and only swims with his right arm. But somehow he does it as a faster clip than even Phelps.
Is he raising his hand? Oh. No.
Yeah. Fast through the water like a one-armed otter.
Gunter for the win.
Gunter the Great.
Gunter the Great.
So then they list the ones we're least likely to watch at the Olympics.
Mm.
Sailing, which I think is actually really cool, but I grew up in New England with family who sailed and
yeah.
stuff. So.
Okay.
So I just think that's cool. Rugby, and hello. That's come on, who's not watching rugby?
Yeah.
And ping pong.
Huh.
And I'm not going to lie, I forgot ping pong was an Olympic sport.
So did
It's amazing to watch, though, Blake.
Oh, you can't even see the ball.
I know. It's crazy how fast and hard they hit it.
Well, I know. Say, what was it? Say, Kelly, you don't understand. You're looking at two seasoned yeah. ping pong players over here.
Yeah. When you guys played at Moosehead, I just stayed upstairs and had cocktails.
Yeah.
Ping pong tournament. I'm like, hey, bye.
I don't know if I ever lost. I may have lost one game.
You lost the first one.
I lost the first game. And then
you won the second
one. I won. But
I definitely won that bet.
Yeah. For some reason, I was talking this big game thinking I could play ping pong a whole lot better than Gutner. And,
And you got smacked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Although, so was, he beat me the first time, which was really obnoxious. Because I was like, no, I got this.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well, it was whiskey and cigars. It just, you know, changed.
Well, no. The bet started sober on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking, no.
It was a terrible bet.
And
it
I
really
said,
was.
You know what? I'll beat you 21-4.
Yeah,
I think that was what I said.
Wow.
I think it was, too.
That was what I said.
You won't.
And I was like,
need to get 5 points.
So,
okay, bet's on.
Yeah. Well, do you notice that we've never done our road race?
Yeah.
I've smartened up.
I've noticed.
And by that, I mean Todd's wife goes, Blake, don't do it.
Every time.
He's freakishly fast.
And he gets
I challenged a chicken to a road race on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
I think I can beat a chicken. I'm not.
You challenged a chicken? Okay.
I challenged a chicken.
Was it Casamigos? Was it Four Roses?
It was. Actually, I was drinking Casamigos that night.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That usually
and
ends up.
Twisted Teas.
See, some people say, you know, tequila makes my clothes come off. For Todd, it's tequila makes me challenge chickens to road races.